time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wave Farm 90.7 FM WGXC. You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Today, we have a nice chill show. We have a lot of music picked out for you, and we will be right back after the news and weather. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, 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 hi.
Well,
as our things are malfunctioning right now, this is very strange. Play.
There it is. WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the West Coast hotel chain Casetta Group wants to open their first East Coast hotel in Hudson. The company bought the Terry Gillette Mansion at 601 Union Street for $3 million and is asking the Historic Preservation Commission permission to turn the property into a 40-room hotel. They also want to include a restaurant, bar, swimming pool, spa, and event space. Carolyn Snyder, co-founder of Casetta Group, said, and I quote, "Hudson felt right at home with our other properties. Casetta seeks properties in special locations, and we focus on architecturally unique or historic properties. For this reason, the Hudson Valley was exciting to us with the beauty of the city and buildings and its arts community. Our properties are typically in leisure markets in close proximity to larger cities, and so this was naturally a draw for us as well," end quote. There is no timetable yet for when the hotel could open. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Whalen reports for New York State of Politics that New York State's Independent Redistricting Commission released yet another proposed assembly map for the state legislature to approve on April 20th. Last year, the bipartisan commission could not agree on a map and instead sent two different maps of state, Senate, assembly, and congressional lines, which the legislature rejected. Then Albany lawmakers drew their own maps of their own districts. Voters used those maps for the 2022 elections. Now the legislature is considering changing all of that for the 2024 elections. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley thinks the new map will be approved by the Democratic-led legislature. He said, and I quote, "I'm happy this is done, and I suspect this thing will get passed next week," end quote. But the map is almost identical to the one the legislature's made. New York Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Blair Horner said, and I quote, "It does raise the question, though, how independent is the redistricting commission if they come up with maps that more or less match the ones made by lawmakers," end quote. If the map is not approved by the legislature or the governor, the commission will have until June 16th to create yet another one. If that's struck down, lawmakers draw yet another map. If that's struck down, lawmakers draw yet another map. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson City School District Board of Education wants voters to approve a budget of $54,509,530 with no tax increase for the 2023-24 school year. On April 18th, the board decided on that proposed budget with a 6% spending increase. The story does not say what the schools are proposing to cut and add in this year's budget. Voters decide on the fate of the budget May 16th, with polls open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hudson Central Fire Station, Greenport Community Center, and the A.B. Shaw Firehouse. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that Norfolk Southern construction on a rail line in Albany County begins April 24th with a series of railroad crossings in Voorheesville, Altamont, Knox, and Duanesburg closed to through traffic at times through May 19th. While Norfolk Southern Railroad replaces railroad crossings and installs new tracks, the intersections in the following towns will be closed beginning 6 a.m. on these days: April 24th through 26th, School Road in Voorheesville and Hennessy Road in Guilderden. May 1st to 3rd, Meadowdale and Gardner Roads in Guilderden. May 2nd to 4th, Brandle Road in Guilderden. May 2nd to 5th, Altamont Fairgrounds back driveway. May 8th to 10th, Main Street in Altamont. May 15th to 17th, Bosie Hollow Road in Knox and Schoharie Turnpike in Duanesburg. May 16th to 19th, Cole Road in Duanesburg. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I hope you have a great weekend, too. And hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM WGXC Wave Farm. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live, Catskill, Acre, Hudson.
Hudson.
Oh, and I didn't get it on time.
I'm so sorry. You know, I am joined by my lovely host.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm the host now. Okay, well, I'm joined by my lovely sound engineer. I'm DJ Shalmani.
Yes, my host. I totally said that right. I'm hosting. Sorry, guys. You know, long day. I woke up around 6 a.m., but I've been doing stuff, you know. I've been on the grind, and I have a great show planned for you today. But hello, everybody. Welcome back, you know. Welcome back to the family. Welcome back to Clubhouse. We gotta think of a name for the listeners.
Some sort of clubhouse.
Yeah, right?
We should have a club name.
Right? Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, all my... Something like alliteration. Clubhouse. Clubhouse crowd?
Nah.
Listen, if you have any name
ideas... Let's go to Vibers. No, Vibers? Is that Vibers? No. I don't
know. If you have any name ideas for what our audience, you, would like to be called, if you have any, like, preferences, like, hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I'll say that one more time. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. You know? And we will actually use them, too. If we actually get one, we're stealing it.
Stealing it. Weird. So, what's the weather like, my lovely host?
Yeah, there was no weather today. So, you know, today we're looking at a nice sunny day, mid-70s, high 70s, some places. And it's going to be like that for a little bit until Sunday, where there is... 90% chance of rain. It's going to be like a miracle if it doesn't rain on Sunday. So, you know, but after that, it's going to be nice and chill until Thursday, which is going to be cloudy. But that's fine. That's fine, you know. But that's what we're looking like. Nothing too bad. I'm not a weather person. I'm sorry for my incompetence.
A rapid decline.
A
rapid decline in sunshine. It's going to be sunny. I mean, it's going to be rainy.
Yeah. I mean, it might rain throughout the whole week. It's got a really, really low chance around, like, in the 10s and 20s. But on Sunday, it's got, like, a 90% chance. So.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know, let's see if it's going to thunderstorm. I'm still waiting for the first thunderstorm of the year, though. This is a very...
In spring?
Yeah. So many thunderstorms in spring.
Really?
I mean, usually. What's it called? If there's this old saying... In like a lamb, out like a lion, or in like a lion and out like a lamb. Where if it comes in nice without much rain, then I think it's gonna start storming. Or that could just be an old myth. That's what my mom told me. Mom, if you're listening, hi. And anybody else listening, hi. Welcome back, Clubhouse crowd.
So
we're still trying out names.
So we were talking about what we want to talk about tonight on the show. And what it was, I guess, 100 plans? No. I forgot what we were talking about.
So we're going to do, like, would you survive
situations. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. That's
like
what it was.
A bunch of crazy natural disasters. First, what we're going to do, right? And this is also informative.
Roblox.
Yeah, right? This is also informative because we're going to educate you after we both fail ourselves. So don't feel bad if you get something wrong because we're going to both make fools of ourselves live on air. So that's great. But
no.
But then after, we're going to look up the correct things to do in case a natural disaster happens, like an earthquake, and see how right we were and if we would have survived or how likely we were to not survive, you know?
Okay.
So first, what, you know, would you like to pick? Or would you like me to pick?
You pick. You really hoping I would pick off.
No, I got one. What about, oh my god, I forgot the name. Really bad rainstorms, like, really bad thunderstorms. I can't believe I forgot the name. Hurricane, jeez.
That's not a rainstorm.
Listen.
It's not a rainstorm.
Hurricane.
Hide in a bunker.
Hide in a bunker?
Very deep underground.
I feel like
a cellar.
That's interesting. How you have access to a cellar?
You have a house?
Very deep underground. I feel like, what if it floods?
If it's a tornado, how's it going to flood?
No, it's a hurricane.
If it's a hurricane, how's it going to flood?
What do you mean?
Hurricanes don't have water.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they don't.
Hurricane is tropical storms with wind speeds that have reached a constant speed of 74 miles per hour.
That's wind.
High wind and storm surges. The dangers of the storm includes torrential rains, high winds, and storm surges. And that is the government definition from GOHSEP.LA.gov. So, yeah, there's rain.
Don't know what that is. Okay, then.
See, this is actually
okay. So good.
I would try to evacuate first if I had the option.
Let's say you can't evacuate. You have to wait like 2 days to evacuate.
I think I'm gonna go the opposite plan and get in like the attic, like the highest point of.
I feel like that's more for a flood.
Yeah. Right. Depends how bad it is flooding after the hurricane hits. I want to say I would stay on the highest ground that is stable at the time. And, like, I'll kind of keep on scoping it out, keep on climbing if I need to, you know?
All right.
And now we're going to get the answers.
Wait, was it an earthquake? No, hurricane?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we would die or not.
Let's see. I'm going to just click the first one. The word is too small on this. I don't like this one. Ten things to do.
Determine how best to protect yourself.
Ten things you need to survive a hurricane.
I got one.
All right.
This is hurricanesready.gov. So this is like government telling you how to survive. And the first one is determine how to best protect yourself from high winds and flooding. And then the second one is, so that one is kind of like instincts, what we were already doing. So we already did the first step. So we're on the right track.
Wait. Did it say get high ground or low ground?
Second step was take refuge in designated storm shelter or an interior room for high winds.
Something that it says for me, it says, gather emergency supplies, like, an emergency food source or water source or water supply.
Number three is go to the highest level of the building if you are being trapped by the flooding. So that one is, you know, depending on it. So that's kind of what I said. Scope it out.
Okay.
If it's not stable. Fourth one, I don't know. This is common sense for me. Unless you're, like, trying to save, like, a baby that fell in the waters. But, like, do not walk, swim, or dive through floodwaters.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Another one says important documents, including medical documents, wills, passports, and personal belongings. Oh, personal identification, my fault.
I got the next one.
Okay.
The next survival one.
Let's see.
Unless you would like to. I have a good one, though.
What are you doing? How are you surviving a tornado?
I'm not. Getting underground. Going as far low as possible. Like, I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me correct, in, like, elementary school, there was this drill to, like, put your hands over your head, get under a desk. So
yeah, like if you're in school.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, realistically, though, evacuate if I can, if that's not an option. Get low.
Okay.
You know, get down.
what supplies? So you're saying you're going underground?
Yeah.
Okay. What supplies are you bringing? Because you're just going underground.
Besides,
I guess that's step one, but, like,
you know,
five supplies. You can't bring anything else.
Five supplies.
Things that you
does
really
food and water count as two or one?
One.
Food and water? All right. I already got that. Some changes of clothes. That way, you know. Actually, I don't know. A tornado isn't that long. Let me take that back. I want a Nintendo DS with Pokemon, so that's two more.
No, that's one.
All right, that's one. I just feel like...
Things that go together are just one.
All right, I just feel like that would be a nice way to spend just... If you got nothing else to do besides sitting underground, starting a nice little Pokemon game, you know, investing in a different world.
What else?
All right, I should probably think of more safety stuff, to be honest with you. I honestly think with the... I think I have a pretty good chance of surviving it with what I said. So that's why I said Pokemon.
With those two, three things?
I think... a hard hat. Like a helmet.
Okay.
Like a very sturdy helmet.
So what did you say? Pokemon?
Yeah.
Is that Pokemon?
Food and water.
Food and water. A hard hat.
A parachute?
Wait, no. You said four things. You're on like your fifth. Wait. You said a hard hat, Pokemon, food and water.
And I would go with a parachute. Reason being...
Bro, I know you said four things just now.
Let's say if it hits the fan, right, and I got a parachute to survive, you know, I get sucked up in the tornado, how am I going to get down safely?
That tornado's not helping you. You're going flying. When people get stuck in a tornado, you're stuck in a tornado. Like,
unless you're in the center, right? Or, no, wait, that's out of a hurricane, not a tornado. My bad.
Like, that tornado sucks you up. It's over because you're dying because of how, like, gravity, like...
Right. So, let's see how accurate we were.
All
right.
So, I looked that up. It said 10 things you need. Water, canned or dried food. Family should set aside a gallon of water per person. Battery-powered radio.
So, you can listen to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Ingrid Gaskill Hudson, sorry. That was just the perfect opportunity.
You're right.
But also to listen to, like, saying, hey, we're going to come pick you up if you're dying.
Yeah,
right
where,
now.
Like, I was surprised that's you smart. Didn't see that. You said a DS.
I can't believe I didn't think of that, too. I'm literally on radio. That's why.
After that, it says flashlight. Because.
That makes sense.
I was going to mess with you, and I was going to be like, how are you going to power that DS when it dies? You're in a tornado. You're underground.
Bruh.
You have no outlets.
That's true.
You have no electricity.
A generator. A generator to play Pokemon. Actually, a generator isn't a bad idea, because that way you could just have power in general. That would be a good item.
I mean...
Unless the generator gets sucked up by the tornado.
Oh my god. Okay. Don't you have to plug in a generator to something?
I think there's different generators. There's, like, some generators that, like, work off of...
itself?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
After the...
Get, like, a bike that powers electricity. That's a generator. Boom.
All right.
Wait, is that a generator?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
It generates electricity. So, after the battery-powered radio and the flashlight, extra batteries for the radio and a flashlight...
I can't believe I didn't think of the next one, too. First aid kit.
Is that medicines?
Yeah, first aid kit. Yeah, prescription medicines.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't say my antidepressants, so that must suck. Imagine I'm just underground. There's a tornado. It took my antidepressants. It took my happiness. And then taking my sunshine. Man, that would be a horrible
sunshine day.
And this is what we're talking about. What to do in natural disaster type situations.
What if it's like an unnatural disaster?
I got one, actually.
All right.
Or... For an unnatural disaster. First, I want to get this one.
Is it going to be a zombie apocalypse?
Not a zombie apocalypse. But let's say you're just strolling, whether it be a walk in the woods or a walk in your neighborhood. A pack of wolves stroll up on you.
Why
what
is
you
a
do?
Pack of wolves in my neighborhood?
I don't
why
know.
Am I walking in the woods?
I don't know. Either or. But a pack of wolves stroll up on you. What you doing? You're faced with a pack of wolves.
I'm faced with a pack of wolves. I'm gonna be the dominant one, because don't wolves go for, like, dominance?
I picked something. I picked. I kind of did a cheat code and picked something I knew kind of how to survive, or at least I know one thing about wolves.
Okay.
So this will help us both survive, and that is wolves' main hunting strategy is to scare the prey into running. So running isn't going to be the best.
That's thing. Why I said dominance.
Yeah, either dominance or like, hey, it's okay. What's up? Hi.
I promise you, a wild wolf, bro, is not doing that, bro.
I could tame it.
You're not an animal tamer, bro.
All right. Maybe. Dang. What if?
What are you doing if you get bit by an animal that has rabies?
You're dead, unless you like immediately get it treated. Rabies is like a really life-threatening disease.
Is it?
Yeah, like. Once you contract rabies, and there's no going back, it has, like, a huge mortality rate.
Like what? You just foam at the mouth, right?
Rabies mortality rate. So, if you... Oh. Yeah, no, I was right.
What?
Rabies. So, the thing is, the reason we don't get rabies is because of vaccines.
Yeah.
So, but apparently...
Let's say hypothetically... Rabies,
if there wasn't, it has 100% fatality rate.
Huh? Excuse me?
Yeah, and that is from the World Health Organization.
Okay, stay safe now.
So, yeah, so if you get rabies, I'm sorry. I'm, yeah.
Pray for your well-being.
Stay hydrated if you get rabies. Stay hydrated in general. You listening right now.
Stay hydrated.
Right now, if you're in your car or whatever, right? Especially if you're Todd, you better be staying hydrated.
Todd and Michael, stay hydrated.
Yeah, when's the last time you guys been drinking water
for
real?
Michael, come on. I know you're thirsty, man. Besides that, those are the two special people on the show today.
How do I phrase this question into the search?
What?
What to do if confronted...
By your doppelganger?
By wolves.
Oh.
We were right.
What?
Stand tall and make yourself look larger, and then calmly...
I thought that was for bears.
I think with bears, it's like, if it's brown, get down. If it's black, bite back. What?
We're screwed!
But what's it called? Calmly but slowly back away and maintain eye contact. So we were both right.
Okay.
So, you would want to go on, like, your tippy toes. Maybe even, like, take your shirt off and puff up your chest. Right? flex, even.
Flex, even?
Yeah, flex.
Slowly backs away. Good
it
dog.
It will look intimidating.
Good dog.
I will kill you, but not right now. Goodbye.
So, so, how much should I back up and then run away? Like.
Yeah.
Like. Because this is slowly back away.
Light
and keep
noise.
On to eye contact.
So this is a bit of interesting information from the World Life... Wait, what is this? The Department of something. It's a dot government website. My apologies for butchering the source. But it's tips to scare away wolves from livestock, like farmers.
This Roar! Is
for farmers, but light and noise scare devices.
Oh?
So like... If you have a flashlight...
What is this, Fazbear? Entertainment?
Yeah, if you have a flashlight, you want to flash it at them, too.
What is this, Fazbear?
So what you want to do is play some... You know what you want to do?
Play the music box?
You just want to have a metal concert with the wolves. They hate that.
I was thinking more like FNAF 3, like, you know... I'm sorry, FNAF 2. Yeah, the music box, FNAF 2. Don't mind me. Let's see. What are you doing... What are you doing if a flood happens?
Get on the highest point.
Okay.
Get a radio if you can.
Okay.
Try to find other people. Don't go in the water, no matter
okay.
what.
Okay.
Even if you, like, drop your kid in there, I'm sorry about that to me.
Wow.
For me personally, right, I'm not a very good swimmer. If you are...
I'm not either, but, like, my kid...
I don't got a kid.
What if you have a kid? You're a grown adult at that point. You have a kid.
I mean, I gotta try to save him. But, like, I'm pretty sure we're both gonna die.
hopefully you gave your kid swimming lessons. Let's see. So, I would say try to grab something. Oh, wait, maybe not. Try to grab, like, layer. No, because I feel like that would weigh you down. Maybe a blanket to keep you warm outside? What if you're in your car? What if you're in your car?
You're done. So, tips for surviving
the flood.
Play close attention to flood warnings and alerts.
Okay.
So you know ahead of time that it's flooding.
Yeah.
That would be very, very useful. Grab a disaster preparedness kit and get out. So, like, first aid kit, radio, etc. Flashlight.
Yeah,
stay out of basement.
Okay.
Avoid traveling through floodwaters. Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah.
We got that one because the hurricane one.
That and the...
Monitor the changing situation.
Okay, no, we didn't say that.
After... Ooh, okay, this one is very interesting. We didn't focus on this one. This would probably be the thing that killed us.
What?
If it did. After the water recedes, avoid electrocution.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of common sense.
This is from... I survived a flood. This is what I wish I had known. So I'm going to scroll down to the last point. Do not touch any electrical equipment at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like toasters and stuff, especially.
Oh, no, it's over. Especially outlets. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got to be careful after the
flood.
What
if you got something plugged in? Oh, my God. Like,
so, yeah.
Stepping in the water.
That being said, we're approaching the 6:30 mark. Hopefully, we have informed you in ways to survive. The best way to survive, though,
these natural
everything
disasters
is to stay hydrated because it helps you stay alert and it will just help your situation.
Unless there's a flood.
You still want to stay hydrated, just not too hydrated.
Just
that being said.
Don't drink the flood water.
Oh, no.
Not that water. But we're going to go. 6:30 news. We'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Riverkeeper activist group is warning not to swim in the Hudson River locally because of the large amount of raw sewage Coxsackie, Hudson, Athens, and Catskill pour into the water. Riverkeeper Director of Advocacy Dan Shapley said, and I quote, "In the Twin Counties, the city of Hudson and Catskill both rely on combined sewers designed to carry only sewage in dry weather. But after rain, that system is designed to overflow into the Hudson River and Catskill Creek. That raw sewage is going into our water," end quote. Riverkeeper, which partners on water monitoring with Queens College and Columbia University's Lamont Doherty's Earth Observatory in routinely testing for fecal indicator bacteria, says that most Greene County and Columbia County tributaries sampled do not meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency safe swimming criteria. Anyone swimming in Hudson River locally might get bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, and fever. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone does not seem worried about all the raw sewage his town is dumping into the Hudson River. Perrone said, and I quote, "We have very few swimmers. The only thing I would say possibly is that people who go boating park by the flats and go individually swimming. Athens has no beach. No signs that say swimming is permitted. So it's very difficult to say what individual people may do," end quote. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans claims, and I quote, "We're not overflowing, or the overflows are very few and far between," end quote. In Catskill, an engineer working on the village's combined sewer overflow elimination project says it will be 5 to 7 years before the problem is solved. And the paper reports, and I quote, "Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson referred questions on the issue to City Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry, who did not immediately return calls for comment Thursday," end quote. Many cities south of the area use Hudson River water for drinking. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that at the April 17th Greenville Central School District Board of Education meeting, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said they will equip all of its police and local schools with body cameras. The cameras will record video throughout the school day, but will only record audio if the officer presses the button to record. Greene County Sheriff Sergeant Joel Fimmel said anyone filing a Freedom of Information Act could have access to the recordings as they are public records and cannot remain private. Courts ultimately would rule on whether the recordings could be turned over to the requesting member of the public. School will use the recordings for disciplinary actions. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Democrats that control the legislature and Kathy Hochul still have not agreed on a new budget, though one was due April 1st. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley asked, and I quote, "If we're not getting a budget done on time, what else are we not getting done that ought to be done?" End quote. State Senator Tim Kennedy said, and I quote, "We're putting the budget together. We're negotiating. There's a lot to it. It's hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're making sure that at the end of the day, it's the right budget for the people of New York," end quote. But Democrats have had months before April 1st to do all that was needed to be done. Local school districts won't be able to say that. They currently must make budget proposals based on state aid for voters to weigh in on in May 16 elections. But they won't know official funding for schools until the budget is unveiled. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Group said, and I quote, "It's just another body blow for how people view state government, and at a certain level it increases their cynicism," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public news, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.